This Fred and Jeff Show podcast is brought to you by Five Star Pest Control, Anthony's Cigar Emporium, and Arizona Party Rental.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
That is exactly right, Fred.
And we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and you could even subscribe to this great tome of wisdom and entertainment.
And other things.
And other things from iTunes, or if you are so inclined and a Google/Android user, you can use Beyond Pod. And that's my little shout out to Jeff.
Thank you, Fred.
You're very welcome. So, Jeff.
Or, you know, you can get our shows on Pulse. If you have Pulse is a great app, you can actually get the feed on Pulse.
Very nice.
So do fredjeff.com on Pulse and bloop. We pop
I will be doing that.
Crummy pictures, too.
I will be doing that. What crummy pictures? I have the most spectacular pictures
ever. Oh,
it must be,
Fred.
It's the application that's doing
Fred, I don't know. I think our poor guest last week would like to take you to task.
Well, you know, I do what I can. I just do what I can.
She is a beautiful woman, and you got her with like a sandwich in her mouth kind of thing.
No, she was like, she was being very expressive.
Uh-huh.
She had like her arms out and she was like, I think she's chastising you for something.
Maybe for giving you a hard time.
Yeah, probably. So speaking of our guest last week, she was telling us about the...
What's her name, Fred?
Rebecca Seiferly.
Thank you.
Yeah, you thought you...
Tucson's own poet laureate. Yes, I thought he was going to get you on her name.
Yeah, that's right. Rebecca was talking about a couple things that are coming up. And that is Tucson's K-12 poetry contest. And it's open to kids, K-12. They have to write a maximum of 20 lines. And there are grade categories like K-3.
No haikus.
4-6. Haiku is acceptable. Haiku is an acceptable form of poetry, Jeffrey.
Maybe in the Fred household. I like the old ones. There once was a man from...
Those are limericks.
But aren't limericks poems?
They're a type of poetry, yeah.
There you go. Acceptable form. I want to see a third grader get up there and say a limerick.
Yeah, no, you don't.
There once was a man named Fred who didn't have a hair on his head. He had a radio show.
And?
That's all I got.
All right. So you have to work on that.
I'll work on that.
So anyways, if you want more information on how to get your children signed up for this great contest, you can contact Rebecca at her email, which is poet@TucsonPimaArtsCouncil.org. Or if you go to FredandJeff.com and check out the Poet Laureate Show.
Which is quite good.
Yeah, her link is the link to her email is up there as well. We, Jeffrey, had a shared experience this last week, Tuesday night at the Loft.
That was good times.
You know, every week, you know, unfortunately, I forgot to mention it last week, but every week except for last week, we talk about the
Happy Tuesdays
right. at the Loft.
Right, right.
And this last Tuesday was the Dead Comedian Society.
Which is, you gotta tell folks, it's only an every time there's
fifth Tuesday of the month. So these are rare.
Very rare.
But they were spectacular. So what they do is they pay homage to...
Homage, you're drunk. Where's that from, Fred?
That would be from Monty Python and the Holy Grail, I believe.
That is correct.
That's right. So every fifth Tuesday, they do this thing called the Dead Comedian Society, and they pay homage to some of our great deceased comedians. And
it was very funny.
Yeah, watching... a young woman, very slight in figure, pulling off the jokes of Sam Kennison, who was a large, angry man, was phenomenally hysterical. So every fifth Tuesday of the month, they will be doing this. But this coming week, they're back to the regular schedule, and it's the God, you know, I can't remember the name of it, but they do, they have an improv group that comes on and does.
I thought this was Love Letters.
No, no, that was 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
The Lonely Hearts Club.
That's
2 weeks
Lonely
ago.
Hearts Club.
No, this one is when they show a movie and then they pretend like they're doing the director commentary. And it's typically very hysterical.
typically, that's your, it's good sometimes, sometimes it's
no,
better.
No, it's good all the time.
Right.
But, you know.
Typically.
So check that out this Tuesday at the Loft. Also coming up, oh no, it was last night. The encore performance of Princess Bride at the Valley of the Moon.
I forgot. How terrible. I forgot about that. We went last week. It was very fun.
It was phenomenal. So hopefully you
very
guys
fun.
Had
but
a
I understand
to see
they're going
to
be doing a Scooby-Doo
yeah, that's for Halloween.
Adventure for Halloween for at Valley of the Moon. That should be fun.
That will be phenomenal. So
I got more.
No,
I got one
last thing,
okay,
Jeffrey.
Go ahead.
The lovely ladies of Tucson Roller Derby have a bout coming up. Let's see. This bout is coming up this weekend.
Check August, our Facebook page.
August 10th. No, it's actually next weekend.
I shared it on our Facebook page.
Yes. Excuse me. Next weekend at the Rec House. And this will be phenomenal. It's the internationally ranked Saddle Tramps and the Bandoleros, which are the two Tucson Roller Derby traveling teams. They're going to be pit against each other, and it will be very awesome and amazing. And this is they're doing a Western theme, and the cool thing about this is you get to wear your 10-gallon hat, Jeff, and your cowboy boots with roller skate wheels on them.
Finally,
and military active duty and veterans get a buy one, get one at the door for Tucson Roller Derby on August 10th. So at 8 p.m., the skates start flying. Doors open at 7. Oh, the Derby Brats, which are the under-18s, are playing at 7 o'clock, too. So check out Tucson Roller Derby.
And my guy, this is a new one for y'all out there, is I've got a very good friend by the name of Jacques Vandelilly. And Jacques here.
That guy owes me $20.
That's my joke. Actually, that's Tim Bentley's joke, but that's still a good joke. Jacques is one of the growers of tomatoes out in Wilcox. He's got a 7.5-acre greenhouse all under glass. And a little while ago, he started growing herbs that y'all are seeing out there at Whole Foods.
What
and
type
places
of
like
herbs,
that.
Jeffrey?
Not those type of herbs, Fred, like basil and okay. rosemary and thyme and that kind of stuff. Well, Jacques's having a big fine art gallery wine and herb event at the greenhouse in Wilcox Saturday, September 7th from 1 to 6. So put it on your calendar. Head down to Wilcox. It is and they're going to take people on tours through the greenhouse, which is quite an amazing sight. Seeing all that produce grow in the greenhouse. It's pretty amazing. So Saturday, September 7th from 1 to 6, we'll put a link up on the friendjeff.com webpage to this event. But art, wine, and herbs. That should be quite interesting.
Is it like parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme?
Maybe. But it's art, wine, and herbs. And, you know, they're going to have Southern Arizona wines.
Yeah.
Southern Arizona artists. And
cool.
herbs right there. So just the nose candy itself is going to be good.
Very nice.
All right. So coming up
is something that I would never do. You cannot pay me enough money to do this event, Jeffrey.
Take a bath?
No. It is a spelling bee.
Spelling bee.
And there's a charity spelling bee going on in Tucson.
You used to be a really good speller, Fred.
I never could spell. I couldn't spell my name.
Was it
years.
Always, you were always relying on spell check?
That's right. I thank God in heaven for creating spell check. That is my only salvation
right.
in a world that relies on you communicating by the written word. So in the studio with us is Larry Sakin, who is the CEO of the Sakin Foundation and the dude responsible for embarrassing a lot of heavy hitters in this community. Larry, how
are
you doing?
Great. How are you? It's a pleasure to be here.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about this big spelling bee.
Well, this is our second event. Last year, we did the event at the Temple of Music and Art like we were doing it this year. Last year, Steve Farley was our big winner. And Steve is going to be in Washington State this year, so he won't be able to join us. But the mayor will be there, and Supervisor Sharon Bronson, and Superintendent of the Pima County Schools, Linda Arzumanian, and David Fitzsimmons from the Arizona Daily Star, and a whole cast of characters from around the city are going to do their best to embarrass themselves for charity purposes this time.
That's awesome. That's very fun.
So the charity is the Tucson Unified School District Educational Enrichment Fund.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And what do those guys do?
Well, they do a number of things. Essentially, they provide services for a lot of people who can't afford shoes, a lot of the kids who can't afford shoes and that type of thing. They'll get them shoes. They also pay for equipment for kids who can't afford it and that type of thing. But they also do classroom grants, anywhere up to $1,000 for specific science-oriented projects, things that are really relevant to Tucson right now, like water conservation or optics, any of those number of things. And they've been doing this for about 30 years now.
So if Fred was in one of these classrooms as a student,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted to build a volcano that worked, they wouldn't go for that.
They probably wouldn't go for that, no. But
that's all I got. That is all I have.
When he tried to do it the first time, it didn't work.
Yes. Well,
it's been a sore spot with him forever.
Yeah. Well, my first volcano didn't work either, so.
Well, that's very cool. You guys are helping out all the kids in the classrooms, need some stuff.
Exactly.
Good for you. Now, what's the whole genesis behind this?
Well, this started as a challenge to me, actually. I was working with Voices for Education last year, and Robin Hiller came to me and asked me to come up with some type of fundraising event that had never been done in Tucson before. And so I did a lot of research, and I found a group in North Carolina that were doing spelling bees, adult spelling bees with community leaders. And they had been doing it for about 5 years, and they had gotten to the point where they had congressional representatives, they had a senator participate, and they were raising between $100,000 and $150,000 a year for their public school system. And I thought, well, this is a great event. It's a great idea. And so I stole it, basically, and brought it to Tucson.
Oh, you borrowed it.
I borrowed it.
Gently.
Yes. Yes.
And then put a Tucson spin on it.
That's
love
right.
It.
That's
so
right.
So whenever you put Dave Fitzsimmons in the mix, that's like the Tucson spin.
That's right.
There.
Exactly. But we're doing something a little bit different than the way they did it in North Carolina. We have former Spelling Bee champions, kids, as the judges for the adults. So they're the ones who are looking up the words and making sure that the contestants are spelling them right and get to hit the buzzer or the bell when
nice.
It's done. So it's a lot of fun.
Nice. So what kind of words are we talking about here? Like
cat?
Dog,
mouse,
banana.
Well, right. Well, it runs the gamut, really.
Because these are elected officials, right?
That's true. That's
so
true.
So, Fred.
So if, as long as they're one syllable.
Monosyllabic.
Monosyllabic. There you go.
Hey, you just made my point for me, Fred.
I was trying to make your point for you.
And you did very nicely.
Can't spell and can't pronounce either.
Right.
So.
Monosyllable words. They are ready to go.
That's right.
Well, wait, the mayor's a lawyer.
That's true. And
yeah,
then we also have Mark Rubin, who's another lawyer.
Right. Oh, Mark's a good guy.
Yeah, Mark's a great guy.
Yeah, but those guys.
And how is Mark a celebrity?
Well, Mark is fairly well known around town. He's done a lot
at the bars.
At the bars and Tucson Pima Arts Council. He works very closely with them.
We have to talk about your definition of celebrity.
Yeah, because Jeff and I are celebrities.
Oh, no. I'm not angling to get in the spelling bee for you, Fred.
No, I already told him in the lobby when we were walking up here, I said, never in a million years. Never.
Did you ask Fred to be a potential celebrity
speller? No, it was a preemptive no.
No, we already
it was
know.
A preemptive no.
Well, the funny story behind this is that when we did it last year, we actually did come to about 150 people, and almost all of them said, no, please, I don't want to be on stage spelling words. You know, I don't want pictures of myself doing that. And so it took
unless
a long
you tell me
time.
What the words are beforehand.
Right. And then I'm still
going to screw them up.
And we do call this a fundraiser, not a fundraiser. And so it's really not about spelling the words correctly. Every contestant gets a lifeline. So they can call somebody or they can have somebody in the audience.
So I've got Daniel Webster on my speed dial.
Exactly.
Danny, how do you spell Carfluticus?
And that's exactly what happened. We had David Tang in the audience last year, and he had a dictionary app on his smartphone, and everybody went to him when they came across a word.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Good for you guys. Yeah.
So we have a lot of fun with it, but it's really kind of starts with, you know, the simple words and then works its way up to.
So we were kidding. Words. Starts at cat and ends at?
Cymotricus.
Nice. Nice. All right. Fred spells Cymotricus.
Could you please use that in a sentence?
The large Cymotricus is sitting in the corner. All right. Well, now, okay, people want to attend your event.
Yes. Y-O-U-A-R-E-A-C-H-E-E-S-E.
But nice try. Your parting gifts are waiting for you in the lobby.
That's right.
Cool.
So if people want to get involved, they want to come down, they want to support you guys, where do they go?
Well, they can give me a call at the Sakin Foundation, and that number is 520-576-3453. Or they can go to the EEF website, or they can come to our Facebook page, or they can talk to somebody at EEF.
Perfect. Perfect. We'll link you up on the Fred and Jeff .com website.
That would be great.
So, folks, if you want more information, you want to attend, this sounds like it's going to be a great event. Go to FredandJeff.com.
I guarantee it.
Yeah, yeah. You guarantee it.
I guarantee it.
Okay,
I
spell guarantee.
G-U-A-R-A-N-T-E-E.
All right, Fred. He goes to the next round. You out. Off the island. All right, folks, we got to take a quick break. We're going to be back with more shenanigans here on the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is a clue. He was 12 years old. Fell from the roof on East 29. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug. 26 reds and a bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old. He looked like 55 when he died. He was a friend of mine. Those are people who died, died. 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 They're all my friends. They just died.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contractors, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and the Downtown Tucson Partnership.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And welcome back. This is Fred Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt here with my little brother Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson. Boy, you sound very subdued now, Fred. What's the deal with that?
We were magically transported.
I am still trying to catch my breath.
You know, the beer we drank and the peanuts we ate should have cushioned our our fall or
yeah,
transport.
You're thinking Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
That's right.
I'm thinking more Star Trek.
Oh.
You know, Transporter, beam me up, Mr. Scott.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we are actually sitting over at the Rialto Theater now.
Yes, we are.
In beautiful downtown Tucson.
Yes, we are.
And we are sitting also with the beautiful Caitlin Jensen.
Hello, how are you guys?
Caitlin.
Welcome to the downtown.
Absolutely. Do you know that you could go online to FredJeff.com, download all of our past shows, like us on Facebook, tweet us on Twitter, or follow us on Twitter and do all that kind of crazy stuff?
I had heard a rumor to that effect.
There you go.
It's not a rumor.
I don't believe everything I hear on this show.
You now, are wise.
Now, wait a minute here. This Fred likes to refer to the show as a tome of information.
Wisdom and entertainment.
Oh, that's
big
it.
Difference.
Wisdom and entertainment. Yeah.
Big difference.
I'm with you.
How are you guys? Welcome to downtown. Well,
thanks. How are things going down here?
Oh, they're busy.
Yeah, yeah?
Yeah, we just took a little walk and looked at a bunch of the new places that are opening up on the Rialto block.
Oh, yeah?
Good Oak Bar. There's a bunch of stuff happening. It's really taking off. It's
you impressive. Told me there's the rumor of a butcher shop coming
there
out
will
here?
Be a butcher shop. That's not a rumor.
Wow.
Now, yes. That is one of the things that people need in the downtown is a grocery shop or somewhere to get food because you want people getting everything they need right in the downtown.
Absolutely.
And that's a major step forward.
Yeah, it's huge. It's wonderful. You know, I've lived downtown for 8 years, and I have to say I haven't starved to death yet. So
that's because you're incredibly wealthy, and you can afford to eat out for 3 meals a day.
I am? Since when? That's great. Wow. Cool.
That's funny. Well, that's awesome. They're gonna have a long way to go to beat our friends at the sausage shop, because that is a butcher shop.
That's pretty good,
but it's the guys from, what, Diablo Burger or Proper? They're putting
Proper, yes. Proper. He's putting together the butcher shop, the to-be-named butcher shop, and over right next door, Good Oak Bar, next to the Rialto Theater, is owned by the guy from Diablo Burger.
Nice.
So lots of charm coming up in our downtown. Not
like
that.
It.
Not that.
Additional.
We need
additional charm.
Yes. Additional charm.
Yes, because they have you, right?
Yes. We'll go with that. Sure.
So what's going on downtown now?
Well, it's going to be a busy week. We just have two new fantastic retail shops open, both women's clothing and boutique items. La Fashionista on 6th Avenue near Broadway. And Inner Tie above Riley's Pizza on Pennington. And these are both passionate, young, exciting women who are really just inspired and want to be downtown. So I encourage everyone to go check those two out.
Sweet.
In addition to the rest of our fine downtown establishments.
All right. Any fun activities happening?
One or two.
Let's hear it.
All right. Well, I can remind folks to always go to our website, downtowntucson.org, for a full list of events and where to park, eat, shop, play, and all kinds of great stuff. So we have two beautiful theaters in downtown, as we know, two major beautiful theaters. And we'll be hearing more about one later. At the other one, at the Fox Theater, down on the other end of Congress, we're going to have a rock and blues fest on August 4th. And that's some of rock's most legendary figures coming together on the Fox stage. It's going to be a great show. I encourage everyone to go check it out. And also over at the Fox, on August 7th, we have Chris Isaak.
Nice.
So, you know, that should be a good show.
That should be phenomenal.
Should be
fun. Then we can't forget to wish Tucson a happy birthday.
Yes, Tucson's an old maid now.
238 years old. Doesn't look a day over 230, I swear.
Very nice. The Tucson birthday party.
Tucson birthday party on second Saturday at the historic train depot on Toole Avenue. It's free admission. Join Mayor Rothschild, a bunch of folks. Head over and climb on that historic steam engine, number 1673, I think.
Yep.
And hang out with Union Pacific's diesel simulator for Operation Lifesaver. So there's going to be all kinds of goodies.
Will there be cake?
I've heard rumors of that, too.
All you hear is rumors, Caitlin. All you hear is rumors.
You make a good spy.
How'd you know?
Or a better politician.
We don't talk about this in public.
Just us and Mom listening.
Of course. Hi, Mom. And of course, while you're down for Tucson's birthday for second Saturdays, can't miss the shows. There's a lot going on.
How many stages this time?
Approximately 350.
No, stages.
Stages? I don't know exactly.
Like
there's so many venues.
Oh, that's true.
Great music and great stuff going on.
Because like there's this main stage out on the street and there's couples.
Right. There's a couple of additional stages and then music up and down Congress and Broadway. So I couldn't tell you how many acts there are. There's just going to be a lot of music, a lot of vendors, a lot of fun.
A lot of families, a lot of people. Yeah, that'll be good times.
It'll be a really good time. It's always free admission. The Scott Avenue stage will feature Michael P. and the Gully Washers doing kind of a surf thing. Should be a lot of fun. Hot action.
Sweet.
Yeah. Some instrumental pop favorites. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but you'll find out with the Hot Action Healers from 8 o'clock to 9:15. Followed by the Vexmen, which is ska with this really solid horn arrangement.
Oh, wow. That's going to be hot.
Yeah, it's going to be good times. So
great. That all sounds great.
Doesn't it?
It does.
And it's all for free.
Oh, that's even better.
I know.
That's like, what's your favorite kind of beer?
Free.
Well, once you get to free, the cold is just icing on the cake, so to speak.
Right. All right. So sounds like fun.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Bring the kids. Take them over to the kids' corner. It's still to be announced what the movie will be over there at the Cinema La Placita.
Nice.
But something good for the kids, as always. And then don't forget about the top of the Pennington Street Garage, which is, of course, downtown's hottest new venue. And that will have the Blu-rays doing classic rock from 6:30 to 9:30. And if this month is anything like other months, they will be selling beer from Borderlands Brewery, located right here in downtown. So.
Yummy. Wow. All right.
Should be a lot of fun. Will we see you guys out there?
We'll be there.
Absolutely.
We'll be there.
Absolutely.
Wait, I was down here yesterday, last night, Rialto, Madeline Perot show.
How was that?
Fantastic.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Always. Oh,
packed.
Good.
I had to twist some arms to get in.
Good.
Actually, I only had to twist one arm.
Well, still effort. Still commendable.
Good times.
Did you have dinner down here before?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Why not have dinner down here before?
I don't know. Where else are you?
Plenty of parking. Plenty of great places to eat.
15,000 parking spaces. Can you believe that?
You know, I haven't counted them all, but I know there are a lot.
I have.
Have you really?
Yeah, it took about an hour, hour and a half.
Okay, now I know you're not telling us the truth.
What was the giveaway? No, there's about 15,000 parking spaces, and that's in the garages and on the street. Parking on the street is always free after 5 p.m. and on weekends. Centro Garage, Huntington Street Garage are both incredibly accessible.
Awesome.
So
awesome.
I don't see any reason not to go downtown now. I want to know what people, if you haven't been downtown, what are you waiting for? We have great food. We have great retail. We have great shows.
And if you're waiting for an invitation, this is it.
This is it.
Come downtown,
over.
Folks. It's awesome.
Come on down.
It's awesome. All right. Quick break, and then we got some more fun stuff here on the Fred and Jeff Show, folks. So stick around. We've got one more great person to talk to, and we'll be right back. Cheeseburger in paradise. Heaven on earth with a slice. Not too particular, not too precise. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise. Heard about the old-time sailor men. They eat the same thing again and again. Warm beer and bread, they said, could raise the dead. Well, it reminds me of the menu at a Holiday Inn.
The Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Garden Service, Mayfield Florist, and Arizona Party Rental.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
We are celebrating the people,
I'm
the places.
A chair that might self-destruct any second.
Cool. So we are celebrating the people, the places, events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful,
that
Jeffrey.
That is exactly right.
And this is our phenomenal monthly downtown show.
Yes, it is.
And we were transported magically down here a little while ago, and we're sitting.
Why don't we just be honest with everybody?
No, let's not. So we are now sitting in the beautiful Rialto Theater.
No, we're not.
Well, next to the Rialto Theater.
Yes, we're sitting in the Rialto Theater offices.
This is awful, Jeffrey. This is called Theater of the Mind.
Okay.
Radio is Theater of the Mind. So we can say, right now we can say, hey, we're in Acapulco.
I am now visualizing that you are a 5'10" brunette. Ooh, Fred.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in love.
All right. So, all right. Go ahead. You continue.
No, you're right. We're here in the Rialto Theater. This place is phenomenal. Check it out.
Yeah, look at
a stage, bar, friendly faces, and you, Fred. Here.
Well, they're cleaning up from the show from last night that you were at, right?
That was good times. Good times.
And so?
So what? I mean,
So with this is, you're the executive director?
That's correct.
The executive director of the Rialto Theater, and we're sitting here. Going to talk about all the fun stuff going on at the Rialto.
Yeah.
So, Curtis, how you doing?
I'm great. I'm just sitting here enjoying your banter back and forth.
Our brotherly banter.
Our stupidity.
Yeah, well, you know, Fred likes to think of us as Tucson's own version of Click and Clack.
Well, one day you may have an NPR show as well.
Hey, we're working on it. It's
Fred aspires to be an NPR personality.
Yeah, hey, we're in a development deal right now in my mind.
Theater of the Mind. Remember, Curtis, Theater of the Mind.
That's right.
So how long have you been here at the Rialto?
Since the fall of 2004, which is when the Rialto Theater Foundation, which is the nonprofit for which I work, took over the theater in a deal with Rio Nuevo and with a 50-year lease.
50-year lease?
Yeah.
So what's the goal of the foundation?
Ultimately, the mission of the foundation is to be the steward of this historic theater, which we're a few short years away from our 100th anniversary. We celebrated our 90th in 2010. The steward of the historic Rialto Theater and programming the best possible live music for all of Tucson.
You guys do a great job.
Oh, thanks very much.
Great job. Who books the acts?
It's a team consisting of myself and a gentleman by the name of Chris Carey, who's actually sitting nearby and within earshot, so I got to be careful what I say about him.
He just brought you coffee, so
he's a good guy. But yeah, we do the booking, and we also rent the theater to promoters and to people in the community for various events and things like that.
But, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that you could rent the Rialto for an event.
Absolutely. We do all kinds of community events, and we'll do private events if people want to rent it for weddings. I mean, it doesn't always work because there's a lot of issues presented by scheduling, and the priority that we put on bringing great live music is always first. But we work with people and try to get them available dates when we can to put on various events, fundraisers, things like that.
That's awesome. Yeah. So anybody can come down and rent the Rialto and have an event?
Yeah, I mean, I'll obviously sort of evaluate it. And I mean, some people just aren't prepared or, are not going about it the right way. And, that tends to not work out. But if you...
But you guys will guide them along.
Yeah, we'll help and help people, try to have a successful event and do anything we can.
So last night, I'm coming out of the show here.
Yeah.
Great show, by the way.
Yeah, Madeline's wonderful.
Excellent. And I'm noticing all these people wearing underwear on the street.
Yeah. it's the underwear party over there at the Hotel Connors.
Yeah, that was quite interesting. Yes. I think I saw Caitlin out there.
That was not me. I'm a twin.
We hope your dad's not listening.
My dad. I was home in bed by 10 o'clock.
The next morning. So, so those crazies could come and rent the Rialto out next year.
Oh, yeah. In fact, the people that organized the underwear party are people that I've worked with very frequently and on various events over the years with different organizations that they've been involved with. So, they wanted to do the underwear party at the Rialto, but I said, I want to do an overwear party.
An overwear party?
Yeah, so where people, wear heavy coats in the summer. That I thought would be more amusing than people letting everything hang.
Yeah, you have medical emergencies.
Yeah, no, I was, thinking like pea coats and overcoats and just yeah. See how much... We can make people sweat.
You might get two people show up. And those are the two guys the cops keep running out of the joint because that's all they're wearing.
Right.
So booking the acts for the Rialto
is
a full-time job.
It's one of many things that I'm responsible for in my role as executive director, but certainly one of the most important things, if not the most important, because without, great talent coming into the theater, then people don't necessarily have a compelling reason to go. So we always want to try to have the best array of talent that we can possibly attract to the Rialto and to Tucson in general.
Now, when you come through the door of the Rialto, how much of that is like it was almost 100 years ago, and how much of it is new?
Oh, I think it's pretty significantly different. There's been various changes over the years. One, for instance, is that the breezeway in front that is fully enclosed used to be open, and the theater doors were back where the secondary doors are now. And so that was sort of an indoor-outdoor space there near the... Because now the box office is fully enclosed. It used to be exposed or, sort of outdoors.
Like it is at the Fox.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, similar to that, yeah. And but aside from that, and before you gentlemen leave, I'll show you right over there. There's some historic pictures that are pretty cool. Aside from that, everything else is cosmetic. I mean, there haven't been huge changes in terms of the layout or anything like that. But cosmetic changes definitely. And a lot of interesting things happened with the theater over the years. It was there was a trial held here in the 80s when there was a strong possibility that the theater was going to be torn down. And so the people that owned the theater at the time, there was these murals on the walls that they whitewashed over for the purposes of the trial. It was a large civil suit involving a gas company or a big class action, I think it was. But anyway, they needed a large venue for it, and they held it here. So things like that happened, and it fell into disrepair. There was a fire in the 70s that burned the balcony, and that fire damage was visibly evident until we took over and fix it, paint it over it, and that kind of stuff.
Were you guys able to rehab those murals that were whitewashed?
No, we didn't do anything with them, and they're actually, it turns out, not all that historically significant. They weren't original. They weren't there when the theater was built in 1920, but They were added sometime in the 30s by, you know, a painting company. It wasn't anything like this is a super important mural.
Okay.
But they still exist. They're just behind the acoustic panels that we put up to have better sound in the theater when we took over.
Well, and the sound in the theater is really, really good.
Thank you. I mean, that's something that we've put a high priority on. And when we, you know, before our nonprofit was created and took over the operation of the theater, we were fans of the Rialto, and we were people that came to the theater all the time for various shows. And just the general consensus, I think, among concert goers and people that came to the Rialto was that the sound was just not that great. There are a variety of reasons why that was, but the biggest one is that the theater was built in 1920 and it was meant to be a vaudeville house. There was a lot of live performance. And the acoustics were such that they weren't meant to handle amplified music. They were just meant to handle the human voice. And so we needed to address that because what we do is amplified, music over a PA and through amplifiers. And that's very, that sound needs to be absorbed or else it becomes cacophonous. So the acoustic tiles, you know, we've met with various professionals and, you know, consultants about exactly what we needed to do to make the sound better. And one of the biggest things was to put sound building material on the walls. And so we put those tiles up, and those that had a tremendous impact.
Oh man, it works! It works because the sound in the Rialto is. And I agree with you. I remember seeing a show down here a long time ago, and walking out thinking it was a good show, but it sounded kind of weird.
Yeah.
And now it sounds fantastic.
Yeah,
so
that
good
was
work.
Thank you. That was a big priority for us to address that.
So when folks want to know what's playing at the Rialto, where should they go?
RialtoTheater.com is the best place to start, and on our site, you'll find information about everything involving the show, times, price, location of parking, nearby restaurants, all that kind of stuff.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
And then just sort of more in-depth information about the artists and some videos and biographical information and that sort of thing.
And if somebody like Fred wants you to book like The Wiggles, can Fred send you an email and say, hey, Curtis, it'd be great. I'd love to see The Wiggles. Could you book them?
I get emails like that all the time, honestly.
You know, The Wiggles are musical geniuses. You know, The Wiggles are going to die one day and you're going to say, you know, I've been listening to The Wiggles for years.
No, Fred, you know. I'm not sure if you know this about The Wiggles, but they're kind of Casanovas among the single mother set, you know, like that.
You're calling Fred.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Fred wants to be a Wiggle now.
There's all kinds of backstage shenanigans going on when the Wiggles come to town.
Boy, we could just have a backstage confidential show with you guys.
Yeah. I mean, I could, like a blind item in on page 6 in the New York Post or something like that. I could say, we could turn it into a contest. Actually, I could say, actually, I was going to say something salacious that I'll leave off, but it involves Snoop Dogg.
Tell us during the break, which we need to take.
Okay. Yeah. We'll take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with more silliness and wiggling on the Fred and Jeff Show.
Take away the bird that some dirty birds will soon be everywhere. Take away the feathers and the birds will walk around in underwear. Take away the and the birds will have to whisper when they sing.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Woman Investing, Ronstadt Insurance, and 1702 Craft Beer and Pizza.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And welcome back. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, events, history, and culture that make a living in Tucson and Southern Arizona. So gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey. And we have just minutes left.
I know.
To talk about all the great stuff going on at the Rialto Theater in downtown Tucson. And with us is Curtis McCreary from the executive director of the Rialto Theater. And we've been talking all sorts of stuff. Now, one of the things we didn't talk about is the eclectic nature of the shows here.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can drive by, you know, come down Congress or walk through or bike through. And, you know, one night it's a bunch of rowdy kids.
One night you got Snoop Dogg. The next night you got Blue Highway. The next night you got...
Well, that's definitely something that I really personally enjoy and think is important about the character of the Rialto, which is that it's a place for everyone, depending on what the talent is on a given occasion. And so I look at what we bring to the Rialto as being catch as catch can, and just anything that it makes sense or has an audience, like, then it has a place at the theater.
The Snoop Dogg the highest attended show?
No, we have sold out shows, so, you know.
And how many people can you fit in the Rialto?
About 1,300 or so.
Wow.
And so we have shows that sell out with some regularity, which is good. But so that's the cap on attendance for shows, is the sellout number.
That's a good number, though. 1,300.
Yeah, it's a healthy size. It's a kind of in a sweet spot, you know, in terms of the size of the number of people we can have here. But yeah, it's great to just have a wide variety of different kinds of acts, comedy, we turn our nose up at nothing. So
yeah, Andrew Dice Clay is back out on the circuit.
No, but you know who I missed, and I kicked myself, but Dave Attell, I think, was
Dave Attell was here in 2008.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man,
you still kicking yourself?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. He's great. He was very funny. That was a fun show. We've had some great comedians over the years. We've had, you know, before our era, Dave Chappelle was here, but in our era, we've had Carlos Mencia and Kathy Griffin and Lisa Lampanelli.
Oh, yeah.
And we just had a woman named Angela Johnson, who was great. She sold out the theater a couple weeks ago. And we've got some comedy coming up. In fact, there's a guy coming up on September 14th named Craig Gass. He's a native Tucsonan, and he does amazing vocal impressions. He's a great comedian in general, but his vocal impressions are just outstanding. He does Al Pacino, he does Adam Sandler, he does Sam Kinison, he does Tracy Morgan. There's and they're just so spot on that it's unreal. I saw him in L.A. I know him and saw him at an event in L.A. and he did this version of Tracy Morgan where when I closed my eyes, I thought I was standing next to Tracy Morgan.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun.
And when is he performing?
September 14th.
What else you got cooking? What else is coming up?
Well, we got some cool stuff in August. You know, there was the show last night was great. Of course, that's moot now. But we have a group called Molotov that are from Mexico, kind of a hard rock band, on August 9th. KXCI is doing a benefit show. And what they've done since 1916, or since 4 years ago, is that each year they do a different year of music. So they started with 1969 on the anniversary of Woodstock, and in 2009. And then this year they're doing 1973. So it's going to be different local bands doing music from 1973.
Well, that's a great idea.
Yeah, so that's on Saturday, August 17th. And then there's one show that I'm really excited about in August. It's a guy by the name of Charles Bradley, and he's not super well known, but he is like, you know, on a par with James Brown, and I don't say that lightly. I mean, James Brown was one of the...
We're talking about the Godfather?
Godfather of soul. He's one of the, you know, greatest entertainers of all time, but Charles Bradley is, you know, he, if not equivalent to, at least he's on his level in terms of what a wonderful performer he is and singer. He's known as the Screaming Eagle of Soul. He's from Chicago, Illinois. And he's just had a recent kind of resurgence among young people that are discovering his music for the first time. And he's got this great record label that puts out his stuff. And that's on August 22nd. I really want to kind of evangelize for that show because I think people don't recognize the name, but they'd be foolish to miss it because he's phenomenal.
That's awesome.
So
that's awesome. Can we give away a couple of tickets to that show?
Absolutely. I'd be happy for that to happen.
All right.
Yeah,
so
let's do that.
So the first person that emails Fred at fredandjeff.com and just asks for the James Bradley tickets.
Charles Bradley
yes. tickets. Yeah, don't ask for James Bradley because he's a different guy.
Yes.
Show, but Charles Bradley tickets will get you two tickets to that show.
That's great, yeah.
Sweet,
absolutely.
Thank you.
Let's do that, yeah.
And now, is there anybody you want to say thank you to with the time we got left?
For sure. You know, for one, I would like to thank the Rialto Theater's board. You know, we're a nonprofit and a board-driven organization, and we have a really outstanding board that's really come together in the last year, and it's grown in size. And in February of 2013, we put on the first gala event that we've done since becoming, organizing as a nonprofit. And that turned out really tremendously well, largely through the hard work of our board members. So I really want to thank them. They're very important. But also, you know, there's tons of people in the community and organizations that have helped us along the way. But I have to single out Fletcher McCusker for a tremendous amount of help that he's given us in various circumstances and situations. And I think it's safe to say that we would have been very hard pressed to still be having a, you know,
viable theater,
viable.
Well, you know, you have the Godfather Soul, you have the Godfather Downtown, Tucson
Downtown.
Right. Fletcher
is the
Godfather.
Awesome. Yeah.
So folks,
want to thank him.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Curtis. So if anybody wants more information about the Rialto, they need to go to
RialtoTheater.com.
All right. Awesome. Curtis, thanks for what you're doing. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for coming down.
Absolutely. And folks, we'll see you downtown. All the good things are going on down here. And tune in next week for some more great neighbors to talk to here on The Fred and Jeff Show. Let's talk about the good-